Nolte, UN claims no chance to stop global warming, still wants $1.3 trillion per year. By John Nolte on September 2, 2026. The United Nations announced this week that Earth has lost its chance to prevent some of the worst of global warming's harms, so UN officials now recommend trying to limit excessive warming and then bring the temperature back down to the agreed-upon threshold. This dire prediction comes just weeks after United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres requested $1.3 trillion per year from the world's developed countries for UN funds called the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage and the Green Climate Fund. Guterres said, "Developed countries must keep their promises, including support to the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage and the Green Climate Fund. The $300 billion pledged to developing countries must be delivered with concrete steps to mobilize the $1.3 trillion a year by 2035. In a world of shrinking aid, we must also unleash the catalytic role of multilateral development banks and the wider development finance system to help fund long-term infrastructure such as grids, mass transit, and water systems." This latest point of no return is based on the 2009 Paris Climate Accord that sought to limit the increase in the planet's temperature to just 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. However, this latest UN report says there is no way to stop the planet from crossing that threshold. The world is now at 1.4 C, 2.5 F, above pre-industrial levels, some scientists have calculated, writes far-left ABC News. The measure is based on a 20-year average, rather than a single year's temperatures. ABC News explained. So instead of preventing warming of 1.5 degrees, now the UN said it wants policymakers to prepare for and navigate a future in which the globe crosses that limit and then corrects course and cools temperatures. The report envisions that global temperatures will pass 1.5 within the next few years, follow a hump-shaped path of more warming, peak, then gradually cool to below the 1.5 mark, ideally by the end of the century. The report and experts call it overshoot. And with $1.3 trillion a year funneled to the UN, it promises to save the world or something. And if that $1.3 trillion doesn't save the world, the UN will probably offer to do it for something like $2.5 trillion per year. Just so everyone is clear on this point, the very same people who are 0 to 54 with their doomsday climate predictions are asking us to buy number 55. And buy it at a pretty hefty price of $1.3 trillion per year. It's always the same. The only way to stop a crisis is to give leftist organizations a ton of money, increase the role of centralized government in our lives, restrict our liberties, and ignore the experts' jaw-dropping record of failures.